And it all begins coming up next Monday. Is that right?
Yep. So classes start next Monday. And so we have move-in day going on today, all day pretty much. So there's freshmen moving in today. Obviously, volleyball is already in, which you know because your daughter's kicking butt on the court. So we've got a move-in day for freshmen today, and you know, which I just went through it with my own kid yesterday. It wears on you, but so we're excited and making sure that we're welcoming families. So I just heads up to all the businesses because I'm sure that these parents and kiddos are going to go out and get their supplies and groceries and lunches and things too. So it's going to be a little crazy in McCook today, but that's good news. And then tomorrow is new student orientation. So we'll have basically the morning to orient all those students. And basically our goal is to get them familiar with campus, get them to get to know each other, and help them get to know us. So we keep it pretty pretty light in content, but just making sure that they kind of know the ins and outs and get to know, you know, their floor mates. And we have a lot of commuter students as well, so, you know, so that they get to know some of the other folks that are coming outside the area. So we did get a pretty good group of students from the area this year. Our numbers are off the charts. Our dorms are full for the first time since pre-COVID. And so basically every bed that we have, even the off-campus, you know, the little houses and things that we have, we've got people in spots. So that's great news from an enrollment standpoint and from a housing standpoint. There'll be a lot of good energy on campus. So, but yeah, so new student orientation tomorrow, and then Monday classes start. And so if anybody's out there and they're thinking it's too late, or, you know, we always have students that maybe change their mind at the last minute. Maybe there's some adult learners that, you know, their kids got started with school and they're still thinking, we'll be registering people all through next week as well. So if someone's thinking it's too late, it's not. We still have lots of time to do that. So, well, not lots of time, but we still have a few days here to get those things done. And then, obviously, big tournament. So we want everybody to come out for the tournament. I think Haley said they've got 12 teams coming in on Friday, Saturday. And so we're actually going to finish orientation a little early and make sure people, we're hoping that a lot of those new students will stay busy this weekend and go to the volleyball games and cheer them on. So this is one of my favorite weeks of the year. So.
Yep, good to have a lot of kids back on campus. As you said, record, maybe some record numbers maybe over the last, since the last 4 to 5 years and COVID was here, as far as students signing up for classes this year.
Yep, 100%. I think we're sitting about 2 or 3% where we were from last year up, and then we're going to have another large group, about 50 international students, 40 to 50 international students this year. And a lot of those, maybe just a handful, probably 10 or 15, aren't even registered yet. So when we look at our numbers, I mean, bodies-wise, our beds are full, our seats are full, but some of those kids, you know, just because they're unable to take placement tests, they haven't even signed up for classes yet. So right now, our numbers look awesome. The last time I think they were this, especially from a housing standpoint and an on-campus standpoint, it really was probably 2019 that we had that many folks in residence hall. So, and then we'll still be getting those registered through the weekend, the internationals that are flying in and things too. So, which is also just a great time. Hopefully we're going to highlight some of that. We have a great list of activities we hired. Ty Piner is the new assistant volleyball coach, but he's also in charge of our student engagement. And he's already has all kinds of plans to make sure that these students get onboarded and just have a great time on campus. Just, you know, making sure that they go to events. And I know one of the things that we really want to do, and we noticed that the last couple years when we had a lot of local students, we want to make sure they get to know the students that live in the residence halls. We have a lot of adult learners, making sure that we have events and things for those as well. So, yeah, this is probably one of the most excited I've been. We're finally, you know, we're a little understaffed in some pockets, but there's a lot of years when we start with a little bit understaffed too, and we're fully staffed and we're ready to roll. So
I was going to ask you if any new teachers on board. You got a lot of the same professors who've done an outstanding job for many, many years. You got any new buddy people on board this year?
That's funny. We just talked about that. It was one of the first years we haven't had any new faculty. So actually, Wyatt Clark last year for business, and then we hired a couple the year before. But this is one of the first years since I've been here that we haven't had any new faculty. So just we're happy to have that. We've got a great combination of ones that are new that have just started within the last 2 or 3 years, and then we have some ones that have been with us for the last 15, 20, 30 years. So. We probably have the best mix of a good balance. And then I will also mention the early entry. We have a lot of adjunct instructors in the area, too, that are teaching our high school classes or teaching in the evening. And so, yeah, I think we did add some adjunct faculty. I know there's a couple that got certified to teach early entry. And so that's a good move. That's ever since they created that discount, really popular on the early entry classes, which, like, I know, you know, my kiddo and your kiddo, you know, we took, you know, took a lot of classes before they even went to college and saved a bunch of money. So that's really proud of to see that the high school students in the area doubling up and taking college classes while they're in high school is just phenomenal. And we probably have one of the highest percentages, other than maybe the big cities on the east side, but highest percentages of early entry growth is too. That's something we're really proud of, not just for us, but for the high school students. That's a lot to keep their schedules busy and be learning high school and college at the same time. So,
great news, Kelly. Great news. Going to be a great school year, and it all kicks off once again here over the next couple of days and next week. And we encourage folks to get involved with some like sports you talked about. Get out and watch these kids perform.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's going to be athletics, there's going to be plays, there's going to be everything. And one of my favorite things about McCook is they are so supportive of the college students. So, you know, we want to make sure that the churches know that if they, you know, if they want to, you know, let students know that they can come over there, you know, come to church or come watch them in athletic events or come to the plays or come to, you know, if you're interested in joining when we bring speakers on and everything. I love the community of McCook and the whole surrounding area just because they do a really good job of supporting the college and making our students, especially ones coming from such a distance, they just make them feel at home here. So super proud of that. We're glad to have this good group coming in here. So, yeah, we look forward to seeing everybody. And if they still need classes, we're ready.